everyone. My name is Felicia.
And I'm Viv.
And welcome to the Lucid Dream Podcast. And welcome to our channel.
Yes. And we're back to the drawing board, reading some Reddit stories.
Yes.
Because I don't know what to talk about today.
Yeah, neither of us do.
Delicious.
The world is crazy. Fuck it.
Yeah, and let's read other people's crazy stories to feel better now that we're recording. All right. Am I the Asshole subreddit. Am I the asshole refusing to give my room to my married cousin? I don't know.
We're going to find out. Very,
big family problems. Big family problems. I've had, like, family come over and then my room is suddenly not my room.
Yeah.
Always hated it.
I've had that slightly at my grandparents' house, but no one is ever really sleeping over here.
That's nice.
A small apartment.
I'm very upset as I'm writing this, so there might be errors, so please bear with me. On a 1 week family vacation, my immediate family aren't here. My dad got me a room at the hotel we were staying, so I could have my own room. My cousin's 32 female, I'll call her Joe. Her husband, I'll call him Bill, and their two kids had the room next to mine. The second day, my cousin's and I wanted to go to the beach. Joe asked if she could stay in my room because her husband and kids were disturbing her rest. I said okay and gave her my room card. We were gone for like the whole day. When we returned, Joe was still in my room. She had been watching TV. She had actually rented a movie, 3 exclamation points. I was angry at this because it was my dad's credit card on the billing for the room. She apologized and left. The next day, she asked to use my room again, promised not to rent a movie, and I agreed. When I returned, Bill was in my room laying on my bed. I wasn't mad, but I also didn't like it. I asked them to leave that I needed to get ready since we were all going out to eat. We're at the restaurant eating, joking around, having a nice time. When my aunt, Joe's mom, the official adult of the family vacation, said, and I quote, "You'll be sleeping in Joe's room with the kids so your elder sister and her husband can have some privacy." I honestly didn't think she was talking to me until my uncle snapped at me asking if I was deaf. I looked around. Everyone was looking at me waiting for my okay or yes. But I said no. The vibe of our table changed. My aunt basically...
The vibe of our table changed.
My aunt basically ordered me to hand over my room card again. I said no. She then said it was wrong of me to expect adults to be sleeping in the same room with their kids when another child has a free room. I'm 22, by the way, but she is the youngest. Sorry. Oh, no, she's 24. Again, I said no and asked her to ask somebody else at this. Everyone turned on me asking why I needed a room to myself. Wow. Well, what?
You're a grown ass.
Adult. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was I doing by myself that would make me not want to share with kids? It was so uncomfortable, I left that next day. We had plans to go to the theme park, but they all went without me. I called my cousins and they won't pick up. I texted it and was left on read. I called my dad about this and he told me not to worry, he'll handle it at dinner that night. I was called a snitch that I had to run to my dad when I was the one being disrespectful. Then my auntie asked me to leave the table or give my elder sister the room card. It was like, go to your room type of moment. So I went to my room, called my dad again, and this time he told me to just change rooms to hold the peace. My mom and brother said no to that. They were looking for a free babysitter. Kids aren't unruly half the time, but I'm not here to babysit.
Exactly.
Today I was left behind again. I don't know. I'm really upset about this, but I also don't want to give in. I'm thinking to just go home, but it's quite expensive to change my ticket, so 3 days left of this.
I would just go to the theme park by yourself.
Yeah, or go to the beach by myself.
Yeah, I would just hang out by my fucking self. Because, like, that's absolutely ridiculous. And how entitled some of y'all with kids are is fucking outrageous. Like, it's, like, wild to me. Because, like, it's your kids. You have to watch them. When you go on vacation, they're still your kids. They're your kids 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
No one has to watch them. I know it takes a village, but not everyone's going to sign up to be a part of the village. No, that's absolutely bullshit. Yeah, because they're your kids, you have to be with the kids. That's obvious.
You know, I see this in Reddit stories a lot, and I've even seen it in my own family. If you don't have children, you being tired is not taken seriously compared to someone with kids. It's like your feelings, until you have a partner or you have children, you're a child yourself and you're just treated like one. And to me, it's like they just expect certain things. Yeah. And there's no, like, talking to you like an adult. They treat you like a fucking kid. And, like, I see a lot of this. Like, cousin or a brother or sister, they have a big family vacation, and the one with the children is tired of being with their children. And then you're the asshole for not being the babysitter for the kids. I've seen that a lot. And I'm like, if you can't handle your kids.
Susan. I chose not to. I did my big one. I went up to you. I don't want them, Susan.
I'm like, oh yeah, I'm baffled. Baffled, truly. Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? We also hear parents all the time, like, imagine your perfect day not being with the kids. Why'd you take them on the vacation? Yeah. If you didn't want to be around them.
If you didn't want to take care of your own kid, like, why should I have to share a room with my own kids?
Yeah. What was it?
Excuse me?
And like,
why should I have to share a room with your kids?
Yeah. My mom was like on some type shit. Like, she just like, I know when I had kids, vacations were about the kids, no longer necessarily about me, yeah, unless I arranged that.
Yeah.
And but I've seen like people like, no, if they have a vacation, they could, like, the parents is like, I want to think about me for once. And I'm like, you have the right to do that, but don't pawn off your kids.
No, unless like,
hire a babysitter, give that cousin money.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd ask for money. Like, you want me to be around your kids? Give me money.
Yeah.
Cause this is my vacation doesn't include your kids like that.
Yeah, no. And I feel like, I don't know. Had maybe you had asked the cousin, hey, do you mind watching my kids while I'm on vacation?
And also to be so defensive, like, what the fuck do you, like, why can't you be with the kids? I'm like, why can't you? They're literally your kids. It's like, they want some privacy. You should have thought of that. Why don't you buy yourself another room?
Sorry. You know what? Especially with, like, older people. Well, it's just like, I figure, like, one day in our room, but eventually you would, like, take care of the kids for a night. Like, mm-hmm, that's what they think.
Yeah. And then, like, yeah, you should have been straight up, like, hey, can we have, like, one night? And, like, then that's, like, different. Yeah, but then she started creeping. Like, can I stay in your room a little bit? Sure. Why the fuck are you still here? And then the husband was there. So, like, okay, why the fuck are y'all here? And then the next day, hey, switch. What? Y'all were playing me from the jump.
Crazy.
And just, like, it was like, you snitched on your dad, so you know you're foul. You know you're doing something a little shiesty. Yeah. Why'd you snitch on your dad? If you feel like you're doing the right thing, you wouldn't say she snitched.
Yeah, well, clearly that dad paid for a private room.
Yeah, right?
And that's their room. Not yours. Theirs. Period.
Yeah. And I don't like that shit. Like, just keep the peace. Whose peace are we keeping? I remember I told, like, I forget what situation, but I told my mom, I was just like, why are we keeping their peace when they're the assholes? What about our peace? What about our peace?
What about my peace?
Yeah. Why don't they shut up and deal with their children? That they had.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah.
And keep my peace. What about my peace?
Plus, there's two of you, one of me. Watch your kids.
Yeah.
Watch your kids.
I say not the asshole. Do you got a story you want to read?
I do. This one seems a little crazy.
A little crazy cuckoo bonkers. All right. This is the crazy story subreddit. The time me and my brother encountered a murder on meth. Oh boy. Final boss.
Fight.
Okay. I believe it was the March of 2006. I was fourth grade. I was a child.
I don't remember. That's a lot of math for me right now, Viv.
I mean, we were 97. So we were like 9.
Fourth, fifth-ish.
Me and my brother encountered a man named Aaron Dunn. Whoa. Should we censor that? Aaron Dunn in Elk Grove, California. Now, it was just a why is it full government? Is he like a... I want to look him up, low-key.
Yeah, now we're going
to
look him up.
Now, it was just a regular day. I was about 12 years old. Oh, my God. That makes me so nervous. I was just about 12 years old at the time, and my brother was about 9 or 10 anyways. Another 97 baby. We come back home from playing basketball, and my mom tells me and my brother she needs a few things from the store, and me and my brother didn't hesitate. We love going to the store because my mom would give us $50 And we would get whatever we wanted. So we're walking through the parking lot of the plaza where the store was. And we were approached by a man that looked really pissed off and amped up. And he pulled up on us pretty fast. Like, he didn't want us to leave. And he pulls in front of us and asks, "Hey, how old are you guys?" Me and my brother, not knowing what he was talking about, we thought he was a nutcase. Answered 12 and 9. He told me and my brother, "He never let a woman hurt you and stay in school," and he drives off really fast. So me and my brother are kind of shocked, like, what the hell was that? Unbeknownst to all of us, he ended up shooting two people at the Chili's right across the street where the store was. He was sentenced to death in 2010, but I'll never forget that day. I knew he wanted to shoot somebody, but we were young. He seen that we wouldn't have been right, but that's just one story in my life that has happened.
Crazy.
Okay.
Now, let's look it up.
Something done? Alan done? Aaron done? Crazy. You know, that reminds me of the story where someone was like, it was like a couple and they were hiking at night. It was like a little like night date. So they were white back in the 60s and 70s. And they heard some noise and they stepped in some weird shit. And they're just like, the vibes are off. Let's leave. And then like months later, Ted Bundy's arrested and they found a body in the same place where he had that date, and he realized, oh, I think I stepped on that body because I was stepping in some weird shit and I heard rustling in the bushes. And I think Ted Bundy did tell a story, or it came out that he was almost caught, and the guy, he's watching this news story like, did I almost die that night? Did I almost die? Don't hike at night, especially in California, girl. The coyotes and the mountain lions. But can you imagine?
You know, all I see is a football player. But when you mention the California thing, they're like, yeah, he was sentenced to death.
RIP, my dude.
R.I.P.
We were just at a Chili's the other day. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. That would ruin the vibe. That ruined the vibe of Chili's.
It really would. We were just trying to do some snackies.
Just some snackies. All right, still, oh no, back on the am I the asshole subreddit. Am I the asshole for making my brother-in-law homeless and embarrassing him? Not only are you making him homeless, you're embarrassing him? Double whammy, huh?
I mean, well, homelessness can be embarrassing.
But this person separates it. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like a double-decker situation.
Got you.
It's a double. My sister's husband, Mark, left her and their 12-year-old son, Alex, about a year ago. His reason was that Alex was too difficult to deal with. Okay.
So you left your kids there?
So he's not a good dude. Mm-mm. I think Mark is a piece of crap who blames his son for everything. Oh. Alex is a bit hyper and he does get in trouble for being distractive, impulsive, but he's not a bad kid. He loved his dad very much, but he's not stupid. He quickly figured out why his dad left and hates his guts now.
Oh, wait. Alex is the name of the kid.
So yes. Okay. What was it? Now that I blame him. He's been through a lot, and to put it very plainly, he thinks his mom might just end up and leave one day, too. Aww. Aww. Yeah, that's quite traumatic for a child.
Yeah.
Because of this, there will be nights where he won't go to sleep unless his mom sits with him. My sister would never abandon him like his dad did, but Alex is way too anxious. He used to wake up several times throughout the night just to make sure she was still there. He's loads better now. My sister can go to bed in her room after putting him to sleep. Obviously, we don't tell anyone in our lives about this, as it would be extremely embarrassing for Alex. I only know because I currently live with them. I'm helping around the house, plus with Alex. Unfortunately, Mark called a couple nights ago wanting to apologize, allegedly. And him and my sister had a pretty nasty fight about Alex, and my sister ended up telling Mark about the sleeping problem. Mark was pretty surprised, allegedly, and just hung up. I figured he actually felt some guilt towards his son for once, but I heard Alex going crazy in his room, and when I went to calm him down, he just showed me his phone, and he got 3 texts from his dad telling him to man up and stop annoying his mom, and if he didn't man up, he'd tell all of Alex's friends? Whoa!
This guy is not so nice. Very rude.
So you leave him because your kid's annoying, and you thought, like, and you want to come back, be in his life, and you terrorize the fucking kid?
Yeah. Oh, that'll work.
I was a
You're not being put in a home.
Oh, no. I was appalled. Second, my sister came home. I marched straight to Mark's mom's house where I knew Mark was staying and chewed him out. I don't think I'm the asshole for that. He deserved it. But Mark's mom and his sisters and their husbands and kids were home. Oh, family reunion, I guess. And I told them what Mark's been saying about his own child. I didn't have to. It's none of their business. But I knew they adore Alex. And his mom was extremely angry. One of his sisters even went, what the fuck is wrong with you? Now Mark's mom is giving him a week to find somewhere else to live, and he's yelling at me for essentially making him homeless and dragging his entire family into things. He called me a dumb kid and said, I don't know what it feels like to be a parent and that he's human too. You're not a parent, you left.
Yeah.
He admits that he could have been more decent with Alex too, so perhaps he's reflecting. I doubt it though. I suppose I went too far regardless. Am I the asshole? For reference, I'm 21. My sister's 34 and Mark is 35. Balls, 21-year-old
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah.
No, I you didn't force anyone to kick him out.
No.
Mark, you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, these are the consequences of my actions.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, you literally left that home because you didn't want to be responsible. You yeah. left the home. You left the home.
Because you didn't want to be responsible at all. Kids are annoying.
And you went to your mom's house because that's your mom. She's going to yeah. take care of you.
Yeah, kids are annoying. That's literally a part of the package deal.
Absolutely.
You get it, like, you get the kid and you're like, oh, this kid's going to annoy the living shit out of you. Like, and that's just the way it is. They're kids. They're kids.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They don't know the way the world works. They think weird things are funny.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like your kid got ADHD and you just laughed. Like, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And ADHD a lot of the time is hereditary, so you gave it to him. I don't know. Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of responsibility here.
A lot of the times I notice parents get annoyed at things that they do themselves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like my grandpa always used to get annoyed that my cousin Julian used to sing. Meanwhile, I'm like, he gets it from you. You always singing.
And yeah.
He's like, "Oh yeah." He's like, well, now's not an appropriate time. I'm like, you're always thinking at an appropriate time. So, I mean, like, yeah, I noticed.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah, honestly.
No, yeah, like, what was it? Like, if my mom would catch an attitude of me, I'd match it, and she's gagged. I'm just like, but you just spoke to me that way. And she's like, but I'm your mother. And I'm just like, yeah, but you're coming out the crack of your ass right now.
Yeah. No,
it's not loving.
Yeah. My mom also used to get upset when I asked my grandparents for too many things. And now as an adult, I realize she feels like she asked my grandparents for too many things.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, parents always get mad when you do things that replicate them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember, when mom, they'd be like, you're so stubborn. I'm like, I wonder why.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't even believe. My dad was like, yo, you hard-headed. You always picking a fight. Really? Me?
What?
I wonder what that's a reflection of.
I remember, what was it? My parents were on my brother about something, and my brother snapped. And he's just like, oh, you know what else? Fuck my brown eyes. Fuck my black hair. I wonder where I'm getting this from. I remember I was like 15 and I was like, oh.
These ideas and ideologies and it coming out my
it had, and what was it? That had my parents laughing. I don't even remember what the issue was. They started laughing. It's like, yeah, you're laughing because you do it too.
Yeah.
I got an, I think this is an Am I the Devil? It's a really short one.
Oh, I have one of those too.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
Mine's a little tiny. Look at it. Tiny.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Dating a woman with a child.
Ugh. How much is her body count, bro?
I'm
stock value.
That's damaged goods right there.
Yeah.
That's not your kid, brother.
It's not your kid.
You're dating her, not her kid.
She should be grateful that you.
Yeah, because no one wants a woman with a child.
Sorry.
I'm dating a woman with a child, and we are thinking about going steady. I feel like that term dies when you're like a sophomore in high school.
You a grown ass man, dog. And
because what does that mean?
There's no one. There's no person that age right now that's.
I even heard that term.
That's saying going steady. They're like, oh, we're talking.
You're right. Yeah, that's like so. Like, bro, you're old. And you're immature already. First sentence in. Okay. The issue is, I'm not ready for that sort of commitment. Holy shit. I really like her, but her kid is a lot of work. And his dad is not involved. I talked to her and she's willing to give the kid to her parents. And have them be the guardian because we both agree we are too young. And she's not ready to be a mom with so much life to live. I'm trying to figure out what sort of fine commitment is acceptable when she does this. She says she will just play an auntie role, but I fear that she may do more than that, or her parents would be unwilling to help her. That's it.
They're young. They're really young. And
how young are they?
Their age in there. I feel like that is.
They're too young, but you're using the word steady. When was this? It was posted 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You're both awful.
Yeah, you're both pieces of shit. I mean, I get you wanting to, you know, give your kid to maybe your parent or your grandparent because, you know, you want to go to college. You want to do something else in life. But wanting to give your kids to your grandparents because you want to, what, date a boy? They have to be young.
Yeah, and OP is, like, in the comments being like, what was it? We'd be awful parents. I want kids one day, but not right now. And he'll be in good hands with the grandparents, and they have to say yes. He's like, OP is, like, being like, this is not a big deal.
This is absolutely a big
This
deal.
Is awful.
How old is the kid?
I don't know. He does not... That doesn't specify, but he's in these comments section.
Yeah. Sounds like abandonment issues. Sounds like you're fucking up this kid.
What was it? And people are like, you're abandoning. She's not. She's going to be an auntie. It's not the same, brother.
I can't fathom people in this world. Like...
He's like, we're thinking of the kid because, like, what was it? He'll be in good hands with others. I'm like, it's a type of abandonment, brother.
Yeah, you don't think of this kid as a human being at the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like I said, I would understand if there was other things going on. Like, maybe she was trying to make college work and having a kid, and she just can't do both anymore. Maybe, you know, maybe she's developing some sort of, like, drug habit, and she's like, you know what, I have a feeling I need to get checked into rehab, someone needs to have the kid, I'm not responsible at all anymore.
I feel like we don't have enough details, and I think that's what makes me think it's even worse. Like, not only do you not care about her, like, the kid, I don't think he fucks with her. He's like, I like her, but I don't want to be a stepfather. Don't date her, yo. Yeah. And also for her to be like, I'd rather date somebody than take care of this kid.
The fact that people will have kids and then all of a sudden they decide, yeah, I don't kind of want kids. Like, that's a permanent decision you made.
Like, I understand, like, if the kid, since we don't know everything, I don't know, and if you didn't want the kid, like, yeah, give it up for adoption. I mean, like, even though the system is tough, but, like, what was it? I don't like that people just fault back on their grandparents. Mm-hmm. If their grandparents are not willing, you just expect them to just deal with that.
My opinion is always, like, ask the grandparent first, because, like, maybe.
Or, like.
But, like, then give them up for adoption. Clearly, you don't love this kid, and it's so sad.
Yeah, yeah. You don't give a fuck. This is crazy. No wonder he's an M.I. the devil.
I don't know how anyone can just give up their kid. That's wild to me.
Yeah.
You're the devil.
Someone in the comments called him a bozo, and it just made me laugh. Sorry.
I wonder which part of the United States they're from. Could it be the East Coast? I think so. A bozo.
No, that's going to be my vocabulary now.
Fucking
I feel like sometimes those, you think about it more because you're a fucking asshole. Yeah. Hey, bozo. They just call me a bozo at the back of their neck. Like, what do they call me?
Can't believe you fixed up your vocal cords to call me a bozo.
They hard Z'd it. Bozo.
Here's one.
All right. Another, am I the devil? Originally posted on Am I the Asshole for asking my neighbor to stop filming the backyard. Poo mode activated. I don't know that subreddit or that.
Neither do
I. Yeah, I just.
I did see that. I was wondering what that is.
I live in a small historic district with an HOA. Side note, I think HOAs are crazy. I've never heard a good thing about an HOA. Never. Yes. Never. And like, unless I criticize it, that's when people defend it. But like, I initially, if anyone ever brings up an HOA, it's never good. It's like children. They're like, children are this, that, third. Oh, I don't want any. Oh, but they're a blessing.
Like, what is a good thing an HOA does?
I think they like make sure everything's clean.
I don't give a fuck.
Or like your roads are paved, like they make sure the city pays attention to that neighborhood if it's like not like kept up. And I think like security as well. And also I think they have standards for the homes. Like if you're trying to sell it, they can like help you make it seem more sellable. And those are the basic things that I know. But I've just seen the crazy.
Yeah, I've seen one that was like, it's on TikTok. This guy's like, listen, I need a key to your house.
I've seen so many of those.
Yeah. I need to. People. You're not allowed to.
Or they steal like
packages on the front door.
Yes. Or this person had their Christmas decorations, I think, a day after they were supposed to remove it. And the lady came up and just stole all the shit. Be like, this gnome shouldn't be here. She's yelling at the camera. Yeah. I'm like, you'll leave the gnome alone.
I don't know. I just feel like. I get the helpfulness of an HOA.
But I don't want
to. There has to be legalities to that.
I just feel
there
like.
There has to be legalities to that because that's fucking wild.
I don't like the idea someone having that much power over shit that I own, especially something that expensive. Like, don't come on my fucking property.
Yeah.
That's when I'm full, you know, patriotic American, get the fuck off my property type shit. So, I would not want to live.
Yeah, no, I just think there needs to be HOA laws. I feel like there needs to be a law that prevents from the HOA from coming on your doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking harassing you.
Absolutely.
And also from taking shit off of your property and entering your property without you knowing.
I saw one where this woman was like, she was with her kids out in the pool, backyard. Mm-hmm. The HOA person just came in. Like, they just shimmied the little fence and walked in and started yelling about some like, sign that's a little... No, the way her porch is decorated. It's not like... It's like something's a little too much to the left. She was looking at her like, you just walked into my property. It's like, yeah, I'm from the HOA. And like, so? You're not a cop. Cap. I think it's the audacity, and if that title makes these people get any crazier, then I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be in that.
If you enter someone's property,
you can get your ass beat, and it should be okay.
Yeah, I feel like it should be legal to beat someone's ass who enters your property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like you have the audacity to come into my property. I got the audacity to beat your ass. I feel like that's regular.
I feel like that's regular. I mean,
and that's why God given race is American.
Vote for me for president.
Oh my God.
I have seen that. Well, I mean, it's
the audacity for me.
If someone enters your property, in some states, you're allowed to shoot them. Wild, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Racist.
Yeah, don't get shot.
but, like, if in some states they're allowed to do that, I feel like in the whole country, at least, if you enter my property, I should be allowed to whoop that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I won't shoot you, but I'll break your bones.
But I sure will whoop that ass.
So I live in a small historic district with an HOA. A new couple moved into the house next door a little over 1 year ago. At first, seemed to be very two very sweet men. I referred to them as M and L in their late 40s, perhaps. Before they had moved in, though, there had been a team at the house renovating, which I found quite annoying. They also painted the home a pale purple, which is a bit of an eyesore. I asked about the color when they moved in, and apparently that was a period appropriate and pre-approved by the city in HOA. This was May 2023. The first minor conflict was in June 2023. over my two dogs. When M asked me to keep them out of their area of the yard, there are no fences here, and my dogs, two little Shih Tzus, have always stayed within the bounds of the cut grass. There is also a wooded area further in the back, but of course they don't know property lines. I explained to M, and he told me he would prefer that they don't come into his yard. Now, everyone here has always just treated this as a shared space. However, I was civil, and I didn't want to cause an issue after a couple of months, so I relented. After this, everything was fine for a while through the fall and winter. Then in April, M told me my dogs are going in his yard. I told him I watched them while they're outside and they haven't been in his yard. He then showed me motion camera footage of my dogs, which, by the way, I'm not sure he's allowed to capture footage of other residents. I told him as much. He told me it's only aimed on his property and that my dogs aren't other residents. I told him I don't feel comfortable with him filming, something's covered. I don't feel comfortable with him filming. And he said, if I don't like it, then don't go in his yard. I informed him. My husband is a former Navy officer and now works in security sector, and he'll tell you this isn't legal. Didn't hear from him for a while. Our neighborhood goes all out for the 4th of July, block party and professional fireworks display, and my husband and I saw L out at the block party, but not M. He was friendly despite the conflict I've had with M. He thanked my husband for his service. We asked if M was all right. He said he doesn't enjoy loud noises. I asked my husband to talk to L about the filming of the yard. He seemed reluctant to do so. Later told me he was upset to be put on the spot right in front of L because he wasn't prepared in that moment. I went over this week because the camera's still there. M told me it will be staying. I asked him to remove it because it's a violation of privacy. He said something like, is that a command, ma'am? I simply said yes, not knowing how to respond. Then he told me, good thing I'm retired, and shut his door in my face. I asked my husband again to speak with them, and he told me he was embarrassed by me and to stop bringing up his service with the neighbors.
Professional Karen.
This lady just don't know how to mind her fucking business.
Yeah. Don't bring your dogs on their property. It's nasty. I hate it when people do that. People used to do that to my grandparents, apple tree. They used to bring their dogs over and their dogs would piss on the tree, and then that used to really get on my nerve. That's really rude. You don't think that's rude?
Absolutely. I don't like that people think that they oh, I thought this was a shared space.
No.
There's new people here now. It's changed. And what was it? Pastel purple sounds cunt. Yeah. It sounds cunt.
That sounds really pretty. I mean, it was approved, so.
And your husband thinks you're embarrassing. She's just like, my husband will say this. If your husband's not backing you up, babes, come on. You're doing too much.
You're doing too much. To be like, well, my husband, Harry Hamlin. My husband is a former Navy SEAL.
Oh, shit.
So, you might want to watch out.
Oh, my God.
I might know about the cameras being pointed at the property. I know it's illegal. My husband.
What was if the camera is pointing at their property and it's probably like it's a wider lens or it can capture a lot. It's completely illegal. I think she's mad that things are different now.
Yeah.
The house is different now. And on top of that, my dogs can't go in your yard. No.
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 The fuck?
That reminds me of of another Reddit story where this was it a TikTok? This person moved in and they put fences around because they were like felt it was too open. They didn't have any privacy, and like her neighbor was like peeking over the fence, and she's just like, "Well, what are you? Why are you peeking over the fence?" And she's just like, "Oh, it was just like, you know, when I first moved here, you know, you could just see everybody, and now everyone has a fence now because I think on her other side somebody else moved in and built a fence." Exactly. Like, it was just so nice to walk out and wave to people, and now all I see is fences, and that's not what I wanted, but I'm surrounded by them now. Shut the fuck up. New neighbors came in and they decided they don't want to talk to you. That's okay. It's okay. But she's just, hello, like that. Yeah, you're the devil, bro. You're making a big deal out of fucking nothing.
Have to like deal with that.
Part of me thinks about that sometimes. Like, if I move somewhere, am I gonna have crazy fucking neighbors?
That's a good question to ask when you like move in. Like, how are the neighbors?
I mean, they're always gonna lie. Yeah. Your real estate agent's always gonna fucking lie. It's like, oh, they're lovely, but because this is one of those things. Like, I was like, oh, they seem like, you know, happy family, cute. They got little Shih Tzus. But then when you start, you know, living regularly, and you, it's like when you feel like you're being like watched. And absolutely, Karen. She meant, I thought the HOA was going to fuck with OP. No. OP likes like their little set of rules. Mm-hmm. And like everyone has to follow them. According to her, she likes that tea. And she likes the idea of her husband and being the HOA being the managers of these, her fucking neighbors.
Yo, one time I had to curse my mom out for doing some stupid shit like that. One of my neighbors, they put up like a fence for when they like sunbathe. Later we found out it wasn't for us, but it was for my other neighbor who kept looking at her while she was sunbathing. But my mom, when she saw the fence being put up, she immediately had to look over it. I'm like, "Mom," she's like, "Well, I guess they put it up because they want some privacy." I'm like, "Yeah, and you looked over it." And she was like, "Well, yeah, I want to know what was going on." I'm like, "Mom!"
They put the fence over for people like you.
"Mom, they put the fence over for you." She was like, "No, they didn't." Eventually, she talked to her, and she was like, "Oh, no, that guy's weird over there." And we're like,
But I mean, would they tell her to her face?
That's true. I was like, "But maybe it possibly is for you because you're weird. Because I can't believe you would look over it." And she was like, "Well, I'm never looking at her in general." I'm like, "I know, but when you see a fence, when you see privacy lines, that's when you gotta know.
Do not enter. Knock, knock. Now, why not?" And you enter.
It's just so funny. Because it's like, my mom wouldn't have given a single ounce of a fuck before they put that. It's wild.
I'm like, do you think, like people, it's like a second nature. They're just so curious, and their curiosity's first. Like, so they messy. It's like, because like, you imagine someone sets up a fence and like it's all done now, and then just feel the eyes, and they look, and it's a bunch of people. I see you got a fence there, neighbor.
Just nosy as hell.
Yeah.
So funny though.
Next story. This is another. Am I the devil? This title's crazy. I'm developing a massive crush on my surrogate. Sounds like a TLC show. I'm changing or being vague about some details, but here's the gist. My wife and I have been married for 10 years.
I don't like vague. I don't like it. When you're vague about shit, wow, are you the piece of shit?
I know, because, like, why, like, what was it? Like, tell us everything, huh? Oh, no, this is true off my chest, but then it was re-uploaded to Am I the Devil? So, okay, he's just being honest with us about being an asshole. My wife and I have been married for 10 years. There's been a lot of struggles with fertility issues, which never changed how I saw her. But now she felt very self-conscious about it. Eventually, she proposed we use a surrogate. I was a little unsure. The idea of a strange woman carrying my child felt odd, but I also wanted kids, and I agreed. We used an agency and found a surrogate. We match with a younger woman recently out of college who had a baby as a teen. She had a very bubbly and vivacious personality and seemed to completely match our needs. She and my wife really hit it off, and eventually the ink is dried and she's pregnant with our baby. For the purpose of this post, I'll call her Claire. I was very busy with work at this stage, traveling a lot, trying to get my ducks in a row financially for us. My wife would update me. I was involved, but truth be told, the surrogate was rather in the back of my mind. My wife would see her often, and I did comment on the potential for blurred boundaries, and she felt otherwise, and I didn't feel strongly. Anyway, long story short, I got my job to a point where I can work from home much more often, and one day I come home and I see Claire and my wife eating lunch. And Claire has a small but noticeable baby bump, and it's something in my brain shifted. I feel an immediate surge of protective feelings, and I try to convince myself that that's all. But I know that I had a yearning for her then. I hate the way he talks. Time passes.
I wanna go home. I am home. You can't even believe it. You can't even fathom it. Y'all, men need to be put in cages. They really do.
Listen, I love the idea of someone being obsessed with me, but if anyone uses the word yearn, I mean, like, I'm calling 911.
Yeah, I yearn for her. I'm like, yo, fucking L. Jesus Christ.
Time passes and her body changes with the pregnancy, and I find myself growing more and more infatuated. I won't be graphic. Thank God. Thank God. I won't be graphic, but her curves suited her perfectly. And the fact that it's my baby inside her. Dot, dot, dot. I hate this man. I find myself fantasizing about her. I feel deeply terrible about this. I've really never had thoughts like this about another woman while married. My wife notices something, but she teases me about my schoolboy crush and being transfixed by big boobs. Her not making it very seriously seemed to just further deepen my passion. Now, here's where things take a turn, and I feel terrible. I know enough not to ask for advice, but over the past month, I've essentially started having an affair with Claire! No! No! I thought this was just the mentality. I didn't think he went through with it. I thought this was just a fantasy thing. It started with her sending me rather risque photos under the guise of updating her pregnancy.
No, Claire! No, because she's just updating him on the pregnancy and he thinks it's risque photos.
And turned into luncheons where my wife was not present. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe, oh my God, so no, it's...
They're going on dates. We haven't had sex yet. Oh. But there's been physical intimacy. It's not in his head. Okay. It's no longer in the head.
I just really wish it was in his head.
Me too. The baby is due in about a month, and I don't know how or whether to tell my wife.
Go see a therapist.
Kill yourself. What if we got a gun?
What if we jumped out a window?
No. Oh my goodness. Not Claire getting down. Because I thought he was just like, I'm developing these feelings. What do I do? He acted on them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she is too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My God. My God.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I have no advice.
I barely have words.
Let alone advice. No, oh my God, no, imagine the wife. She's had fertility issues for years. She's really insecure about it. They get a surrogate. She's younger. And you know how like oh, and Matt, her husband leaves her. No. I'm taking that kid, though. I'm taking that kid.
I'm telling you, it's just because she's pregnant, though.
Really? Do you think it's like a pregnancy kink? Like, yes, type shit?
No, it is. Because he says with every like month that passes, he gets more into her. And it's dead ass because she's pregnant.
Oh, God.
She's pregnant with his kid. That's what's like turning him on. The second she has this kid, he's going to start missing his wife. It's a pregnancy kink. And you need to go seek a therapist. You really do. Yeah, it's a pregnancy kink.
People, yeah, everyone's like, you're gross. This is horrendous. Hate it. I was like, why another person not you using the word yearning? Ew.
Once again, I'm calling the fucking police.
People are like, you're an absolutely horrible human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, I hope this is fake. I hope this is fake.
I really do.
I was like, no one even has to say it. You're a sorry ass man and your wife deserves better. My God, you're a manipulator. Yeah, people, no one is on this dude's side.
No.
He hasn't responded to any of the comments. Good. So he just...
There is no response.
This was yesterday. This was posted yesterday.
Oh my God, I'm keeping updated. Save him.
Okay.
I need to know this too.
My God. I mean, do you think he would update? He sounds like a sorry ass man.
Honestly.
And this is not even viral. Yeah, this is like not even like viral.
What a piece of fecal matter. Like,
when I saw that title, Cheated on My Wife with Surrogate. Oh, yeah, but like I the original title, Developing a Massive Crush on My Surrogate. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, okay, keeping that one. All right, this was reposted on Am I the Devil? Originally, Am I the Asshole? And hopefully this will be a bit more lighthearted because the title is silly. A little, like, well, they're a devil, but, like, I hope no one's, like, physically hurt. Am I the asshole for causing a neighborhood feud over a gnome? Hello, everyone. I lived in a usually peaceful suburban neighborhood where everyone gets along, until recently. It all started when my neighbor, Tom, placed a flamboyant, suggestive, rainbow-colored lawn gnome in his front yard. Suggestive.
I'm a rainbow!
Rainbow the colored.
They're just so scary.
The rainbow colored.
Oh my God, it's gonna turn me gay. There's.
I was like, did you see that gnome down the street? It had all the colors of the rainbow, all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah. Did you know you can catch the gay?
He might as well tell the children to take it up the ass. That's how y'all fucking sound.
You know, because my little boy started looking at the gnome.
It's suggestive. It's suggesting. It's suggesting gay.
It's suggested gay. Look at his asses out. That gnome is RuPaul.
It has his ass out. It's like opening his cheeks. That would be a suggestive. He's just probably serving.
Yeah.
You're mad because you could never. You're mad because you could never. Let's get into it.
Oh my gosh. People really just.
The gnome isn't. Just any gnome. Oh. It's about 2 feet tall, posing provocatively, and adorned with a rainbow hat covering its private parts.
Oh my God, no, it is a provocative gnome.
It's been the talk of the neighborhood, and quite frankly, an eyesore. So I didn't mean to go into...
It's an eyesore.
I was walking my shih tzus down the street on top of my neighbor's yards and filming them, and then I saw the gnome. I was like, egad. Most of us, let me go back to speaking regular. Most of us have kept our opinions to ourselves, but the gnome is directly across from my living room window, and it's been driving me nuts. He's covering his nuts. Why is it driving you nuts? In a moment of frustration, I decided to take action. One night, I sneaked over and moved the gnome to Tom's backyard, thinking it would be out of sight and out of mind. The next morning, Tom was furious. He knocked on my door and demanded to know if I had anything to do with his missing gnome. I tried to play cool, but eventually I admitted to what I did. Damn, admitted it so quick. Tom was livid and accused me of trespassing and vandalizing his property. He also revealed that the gnome was a symbol of pride and acceptance for his recently out son, and it had deep sentimental value. Now, Tom has railed a few other neighbors against me, saying I disrespected his property and crossed the line. Some neighbors are accusing me of being homophobic, which was never my intention. I genuinely didn't mean to cause this much trouble. I just wanted some peace and quiet without the suggestive gnome staring at me. Am I the asshole for moving my neighbor's rainbow gnome without permission? Yes!
Yes, obviously.
I wanted some peace and quiet and no reminders of gay. The gay was so loud.
How do you spell gnome?
It's with a G. Can you believe that?
Wow.
I want to see if OP answered any... Everyone's like, you're the asshole.
Don't touch anyone else's property. And honestly, when it comes to things being slightly offensive on somebody else's lawn, and you're like, oh, well, what will the kids think? Oh, I'm tired of looking at it. Really, anyone can do whatever the fuck they want to their lawn. And your kids, you just have to teach them, you know, hey, don't do that stuff. Because you cannot censor the whole world for them.
Absolutely.
The whole world cannot be censored for them. It doesn't really matter. So,
close your blinds.
It's like all those parents that are like, all those laws that they're trying to make about gay people. They're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to find out. There's no way they're not. I mean, we were, a lot of people, well, not even we, a lot of people were born in a time when that wasn't shown at all. And guess what? There were still gay people. There were still people that found it. It's done.
Oh, yeah.
And you still knew about it.
What was it?
Be real.
Stop pretending like they're going to go anywhere. They're always going to be here.
Yes. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, like drag queens are always going to be here. They've been here for decades.
Yeah. You can pass all the laws you want.
They're not going anywhere.
Absolutely not.
And what was it? And I will watch my RuPaul's Drag Race.
And
support local drag.
Support local drag and donate to the local drag defense fund.
Yeah, and happy Pride. I know it's July, but just keep it going.
Keep it going. It's Pride all the time.
Yeah.
Always be prideful of who you are. It's Pride somewhere.
All right. That was a little silly one to end up on. Did you want to do a reading?
Oh, sure. Let's do a reading for the month.
Month of July.
Oh, death.
New beginnings.
New beginnings. Cheers, guys.
Thank you for watching. Yes. If you liked, we're going to post every week, Monday.
Yes.
Yes. like, subscribe.
Yeah. Comment like what you guys want us to talk about.
Another challenge is coming. It's a big one.
Yeah, big one.
40, so, 4-0.
Big 4-0. So we'll probably be keeping up to date with that. We'll probably go over the cast probably.
Next time or closer to the day.
To the day.
Because there's not enough challenge shit on my feed, to be honest.
No,
there's not enough.
There could be more.
There really could. Because I feel like the show's getting more popular.
Yeah. And I mean, I do feel like we get interactions when we post about the challenge because it's like...
We do get a bit more. Yeah.
Because like, not a lot of people are talking about it, but a lot of people watch it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, but it's like almost like a... like when I find people that watch the challenge, they're like, oh, you're another one?
Yeah, no, I remember I found one when I was doing hair. She was like, a show that I really like is The Challenge. I was like, I love The Challenge. She's like, oh my God.
like I found another one. I love The Challenge.
Yeah,
I
love it.
We'll definitely be up to date on that season. That's going to be one hell of a season.
We might do a review for whenever Drag Race ends.
Yeah. Agatha All Along is coming out. We're Marvel fans.
Oh, yes. That's also coming out. New Deadpool is coming out.
Talk
about that, too.
Absolutely.
It's my favorite superhero, so I'm excited.
Or whatever is going on in the interscope of the internet.
Yeah.
We could talk shit. Why not?
We love talking shit. This is why we're here. We got a podcast. We like to talk shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just bought a mic.
All right.
And thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.